Now let's say hello to Jake Bean of the Calgary Flames. Jake, congratulations on a pretty cool day. Tell us how today feels.
Thanks, Pat, and thanks for having me on. It's a pretty cool day. It's a pretty special day for my family and I. It's cool. I've always wanted to play in Calgary. I didn't really know at what point it would or wouldn't happen. So I'm feeling pretty lucky.
So the actual, as it sunk in, here you are, Calgary kid, Calgary Hitman, and now a member of the Calgary Flames. Like, what does that mean when you hear member of the Calgary Flames?
Yeah, it's a huge honor. I feel like I know what it means to be a Calgary Flame after growing up here and being around them when I played for the Hitmen, and obviously watching a ton of games and just kind of being around the organization with my dad. So I know what it means to be a Flame, and I feel really lucky and honored to have this opportunity.
So how did this all come about, Jake? What led up to you signing this deal with the Flames, and how did this all come to be from your vantage point?
Yeah, there's a lot of moving parts. Obviously, there's a lot of moving parts going on right now with the Flames, and there's a lot of moving parts going on in, with Columbus, with new management, new coaches, stuff like that. So there's quite a bit of uncertainty all over the map, and that's not the most comfortable feeling, but you know what? It's part of the job, and I feel fortunate to be in the position I am now.
With all those moving pieces, and as you said, not the most comfortable thing in the world, is it still a little exciting knowing that, you know, there's something new coming for you on the horizon? Is there a little excitement mixed with maybe the discomfort?
Yeah, for sure. Are you referencing before today?
Kind of the leading up to it and not knowing how it's all going to play out.
Yeah, for sure. I think there's a level of excitement. There's limited opportunities to play hockey, but there's opportunities to play hockey. So, you know what? There's 32 teams that you can play for. So, it was exciting, I suppose, if you want to call it that. But I feel more excited now knowing where it's going to be.
Yeah, absolutely. Why is Calgary the right fit for you, Jake?
Yeah, Calgary's home, and that's a good question. I think Calgary's a good fit in just I just feel comfortable here, and I've been around this organization for so long, and I know the people that are making the decisions in this organization, and it's people that I want to play for, and I want to prove right. And it means something to me to play in Calgary. It means something to me to play for the Flames. So I'm excited to be a part of something that feels a little bit bigger than myself.
And what about on the ice? What do you see a really nice fit for yourself with this group, and from the hockey side, where do you see, or how much do you like the fit?
Yeah, I like the fit. I think, as you know and everyone knows, there's a decent amount of turnover here right now, but I'm confident in the guys that I'm confident in the people that are putting the guys in place. And I'm excited for the fit. I think there's a lot of good players here, and I think there's a lot of good young guys, and I think there's guys that are going to come back and give more than maybe they've shown to people. So, you know, it's hard to say exactly. I'm excited for the fit, and just with all the turnover, it's hard to say exactly.
We're chatting with Jake Bean, who signs a 2-year contract to join the Calgary Flames in free agency on this Canada Day. Pat Steinberg, Wes Gilbertson, along with you as we continue on a special edition of Flames Talk.
Jake, there's a lot of people in this city, you know, excited by the news today, have been watching you play hockey for a long, long time. For those who don't know your sort of background as well, why don't you fill everybody in where'd you play your minor hockey, which association, and how did you sort of climb from there?
Yeah, I played, I grew up playing for Shaw Meadows.
Okay.
And then I played 1 year for Northwest in the quadrant, and then I was fortunate enough to go to the Edge School. Played a couple of years there, my 14 and 15-year-old year. And then when I was 16, I played for Calgary for the Hitmen. Played for Tri-City kind of at the end of my career in junior, and then played in the minors in Charlotte for a year and a half, and then Carolina for a year and a half, and then Columbus the last three. So kind of all over the place.
You were obviously a first round pick out of the Hitmen. You know, this can be a tough business, and you know, you leave junior as a teenager. I'm wondering, you know, now you return to Calgary at I believe 26. What, you know, where are you at, do you feel like, in your career? What have you learned along the way that can serve you as you now join the Flames?
Yeah, that's it's interesting. I kind of had a, when I got traded from Carolina to Columbus, it was kind of a, there was similarities in terms of, it was a bit of a fresh start. You're excited to go to a new place. I definitely learned a lot going there and having that experience. I've gotten comfortable in my game and what I can bring, and I'm really excited to just be comfortable in kind of who I am as a person and who I am as a player, and I know that that produces the best product on the ice every night, so I'm really looking forward to that.
Do you feel like, you know, in terms of your potential, you're sort of just getting there now? Like, do you feel like we haven't seen the best of Jake Bean at the NHL level?
For sure. I've always been a guy. I've never been a guy that just comes in and tears it up. And I think that same goes for here. If I'm being completely honest with you, I think when I signed in Columbus, I probably wasn't ready for the opportunity I was given. And I think I learned that, and I didn't know that at the time. And it's not like I wasn't an NHL player, but I was given a big opportunity, and it's not that I didn't seize it at all, but if I went there now, it would probably be a completely different story. So I feel like I wanted to be in Calgary. I've kind of always wanted to play here at some point, but I feel like it's kind of coming at the perfect time, and I'm really looking forward to being here right now.
I'm really curious how a guy plays it. You know, I am sure you know, loved ones and buddies and former coaches and everything really excited to see you back in Calgary. Like, when your agent lets you know, hey, the Flames might be interested, do you tell a couple people? Do you sit on that secret so no one gets their hopes up? How have you played the last not even 24 hours until the signing gets announced?
Yeah, I've been pretty quiet about it.
Yeah.
I kept it pretty tight. I didn't want this one to. I didn't want there to be anything that got in the way of this one. So, I kept it pretty tight. I'm pretty good at doing that. I'm pretty comfortable. So it was all good.
You can keep a secret, no problem. Yeah. Let me circle back on one thing you said, and I thought this was a really, a really fitting way for you to sort of sum up your experience and being around this city and around this organization. You said, I feel like I know what it means to be a Flame. Can you just expand on that for us? Like, in your opinion, what does it mean to be a Calgary Flame?
Yeah, I think where I'm coming from that is, I think just given my past experiences playing in different cities that I didn't call home, you go in there and you're kind of in your own little world. You don't really understand the impact that your team has maybe on the greater community. And obviously every market's different, and I know what it feels like in Calgary to be watching the Calgary Flames and being a part of that. So I feel like I understand the impact that you can have and kind of what it means in that sense. I think that I'm going to learn more about what it means to be a Flame, being on the inside and playing, and I'm looking forward to doing that and embracing that.
I was just going to say, does that almost add to the excitement here that you know the impact, you know what that logo means in this market?
For sure. Yeah, I think it's easy to, it's a business. Everyone says it's a business, but it is a business, but it's easy to get caught up in that. And I think when you kind of can play for something that's bigger than just the business, it means something, it means more, and it can lead to more success. So.
We're chatting with Flames free agent signing Jake Bean. He's joining us in the Hot Stove Lounge after signing a 2-year contract in unrestricted free agency. You know, you've played in your hometown at a high level before, Jake. You played a good chunk of time with the Calgary Hitmen, who have a big spotlight on them. But now, being a hometown Calgarian playing for the Flames, have you thought about, like, the other things that go along with it? Like, you talk about what it means and how you've always wanted to do this. How prepared do you feel for, you know, maybe the added attention of being a Calgarian playing for the Calgary Flames?
Yeah, it's something I've thought about a little bit. I haven't thought about it too much. Obviously, I knew this was in the works for a bit, but I didn't want to kind of let my mind wander too much until it was official. But yeah, there'll be other things that kind of come along with it, and I think I'm ready as a player and as a human to kind of navigate that. I'm a pretty private guy, but and I don't kind of indulge myself with everything that's going on, so I feel like I can keep a steady head, and yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
Can you expand on something that you said a little earlier as well? You said, you know, you want to prove a lot of people right in the organization and people who have kind of been with you the entire way. Can you expand on that a little bit?
Yeah, I think, I think anytime anyone signs with any team, there's people that you want to prove right, that have belief in you and have put their trust in you. It's a business for you, but it's a business for them too. Their jobs are on the line just as much as yours. So I know there's a lot of great people in this organization. There's people that have kind of helped me throughout my whole career that I've leaned on for advice, and I think they've always believed in me as a player, and I want to, exactly what I said, I want to prove them right.
I know a couple of years ago was a tough year. You had the injury, and it kept you out a good chunk of the season. But getting back and playing 72 games last year, how important was that, even mentally, for you, Jake, to basically play a full season last year after not getting one in the year before?
Yeah, it felt good. 82 games is a lot of games, and I've always been someone who takes – I feel like I take care of my body really well, and just to kind of have that under your belt, knowing what it feels like to play that many games. I know it's not a full season, but felt like it pretty much was. And yeah, it's good. That's, you know what, your best ability is your availability. So being able to do that for a long period of time and being able to give that to your team, it's nice for the team to know that you can do that.
How did you feel last year? How'd you feel about your overall season and your overall game?
Yeah, you know what? I felt good. It was, it's weird taking a year and a half off, but I felt like I came back and didn't really miss a step. We had an interesting combination of players in Columbus, and it was actually a good learning experience to navigate that. I felt good. I felt good about my game. I feel like like I was talking about before, I've become really comfortable with the player I am and kind of what I need to bring every night. It's not about being more than what I can bring, and I think that's enough to help a team win. So I felt good about last year. It was there's ups and downs, just like in every season. Did we do as good as we wanted to? No. But it's kind of the way it goes, and I felt like I came in well, and I learned a lot, and I'm excited to kind of continue to build that on each other.
Jake, you know, you've been a really prolific player in the American League when you've been there, and then a couple seasons ago you had that 25 point season before the year where you missed the big chunk. How much more do you feel? Wes asked you about, you know, do you feel like, you know, you still haven't hit where you want to be at the NHL level? What about the offensive game? How much more do you feel you still have to show on the offensive side of your game?
Yeah, I feel like I have a ton to give on the offensive side of the game. I feel like I got a lot to give. You know, there's a lot of there's not a lot of players that can just come into this league and tear it up offensively and not have to worry about their own end of the ice. I'm not saying by any means there's the players that do produce offensively can't take care of their own end of the ice, but to come into this league as a young guy and just be able to produce offensively, it's tough. And I think there's a kind of a natural sequence of events where you need to be able to have the coach's trust, where you can go out there and play against anyone in the league. Now you can play more than 14 minutes a game, and now you can kind of build on that, and you can produce offensively. So I feel like I've put in time the last 5 years in the NHL, and I've really built my game right, and I feel like I got a ton to give offensively, so I'm looking forward to an opportunity to do that.
Jake, just a couple more for you, and thanks a ton for coming in here. Pat didn't even bother to come back from Vegas to hang out with me, so it is nice to have some company. You mentioned, you know, links in the organization and people that you've kind of trusted, leaned on for advice, but I'm wondering, in that locker room, do you have connections? Do you know some of these guys?
You know what? I'm not super familiar with a lot of the guys, no.
Yeah. Obviously, Brad Larson, now on staff from Columbus, but would that be about it?
Yeah, that's pretty much it in terms of people I know, more than just a, hey, how you doing kind of thing. So, yeah, it'll be nice to meet all of them.
Yeah, fair enough. Well, last one for you, maybe fast forward for us to October, you know, opening night here at the Saddle Dome, to walk out that home gate, to have that, you know, that flaming sea logo on. What do you think, as a Calgary kid, as a guy who said he kind of grew up admiring this organization, what's that night going to mean to you?
Yeah, I think it'll be pretty special. I got a little taste of it this year playing my first game here with Columbus, and
Right.
it's interesting. Like, obviously it's different because I played here, so it just the way it looks, the way it smells, it just there's a feel to it. So I'm really excited. It'll be fun to be on the other side of it, and I'm sure that'll be a really special night for my family and for me.
Yeah, awesome.
Hey Jake, really appreciate the time, man. Thanks for coming in and doing it in person or kind of in person. And really, really do appreciate the time. Congratulations, hey, and welcome back to the organization. Looking forward to the coming season.
Thanks, Pat. Thanks for having me on, Pat and Wes.